You're recording.
All right, we are back in session. And I'm going to skip down to number four, section four, number one. I need to get Dr. Roy.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we go into executive session for legal advice.
Okay, well, let me get you on first.
Do you have any questions you want to ask?
Legal and medical, so it's actually two separate sessions.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki, it's Tracy. Sorry.
Yeah.
We lost you. We're going to go.
Yeah, hi, Nikki.
We're going to go to Dr. Roy next.
Okay. Veterinary Specialty Center, how can I help you?
Hi, this is Tracy, I'm from the Arizona Veterinary Board. Is Dr. Celeste Roy available?
Hi, Dr. I'm sorry, is this Tracy?
Yes.
And I couldn't hear what company or what, I'm sorry, the phone cut out.
The Veterinary Board.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. Sorry, she may be in. I don't have an extension from her and our manager's not at her office. Did you want me to get you to our liaison line that way they can coordinate a callback?
She's expecting our call. So I believe she is there somewhere, but she is expecting us to call.
Is there an alternate number or is this the one that I gave you?
This is the only one she gave us.
Okay, I'll keep you on hold. So the hospital is huge. I'm on the reception, so I can't leave my desk. But I'll see if they can track her down and then get you back to her as soon as possible. In maybe a few minutes.
If you guys can go ahead and locate her, let her know. We'll call her back in 5 minutes.
Okay, again, if I am able to see her, I'll let her know.
Okay, thank you.
Might be more than 5 minutes. So let's come back to our IR and finish those. So it might be slightly longer than 5 minutes. Tracy, is this probably the same for, sorry, I couldn't be wrong.
That's okay. Yes, the summary is the same for 141 and 142.
Could you please read us the summary?
Yes. Case 21, 141, and 142, the complaint is Tracy Bloom. The respondent for case 141 is Elizabeth Wyatt, DVF. And we responded for case 121-142 is Elizabeth Gideon. On April 18th, 2021, Hazel, a 3-year-old female pediatrics, was presented to respond to his associate work evaluation and suture removal from her previous surgery. The dog had been treated on April 5th, 2021 for dog bite wounds. The dog was hospitalized for the day for treatment. Swelling on the right elbow at the previous wound site. On April 20th, 2021, the dog was presented to respond with multiple concerns, not wanting to walk, anorexia, lethargy, and walking. diagnostics were performed and did not reveal any reason for the dog's behavior and symptoms at home. On April 28th, 2021, the dog was presented to Banfield and was hospitalized for the day for diagnostics and supportive care. On May 1st, 2021, the dog was presented to his sponsor's associate, Dr. Beckley, for evaluation due to the dog's declining condition. The dog was febrile and had nystagmus and ataxia. Due to the dog's chronicity of symptoms, an internal medicine specialist was recommended. On May 3rd, 2021, the dog was humanely euthanized due to the regression of neurological symptoms and decreasing quality of life. And the committee concluded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed these issues with no violation. And then the motion was approved in the vote of 4-0.
All right, we have no respondent, nobody monitoring, no complainant for both cases. And we'll discuss and vote on one by one. Dr. James, you're the lead on both cases.
Yeah, so these are the top two pack because the case before us has quite a number of different issues, quite a number of problems. There are a lot of doctors involved, there's a lot of going back and forth. I was in the audio from the investigative committee as well, and they kind of had similar concerns as far as, like, it was just a really tough case to process through, and I don't really know what happened. So it's one of those cases where we didn't really look at an answer. We've talked about this a little bit today, but I think these some of the violence before us is kind of the impacts of what we've seen with COVID and the pandemic, and people not being able to get into veterinarians, and they're switching veterinarians because they can get into this one faster, and then this, you know, it's like they're going back and forth, and I think we're starting to see a lot of that. And I don't think we're struggling really with clients being able to get access to care when they need it, and so. Both of those things, I mean, I feel for the owner in this case, and I feel for Hazel, the dog, it was kind of in the mix of all of this, but I feel like many of those issues that we're seeing in our profession are not the responsibility of the actual veterinarian. I just don't see, I think there are problems and they need to be addressed, but I don't see that they're related to the veterinarian at hand. So I didn't see anything actually that I felt below the standard of care. And so I would make a motion in the case of 21-141 that we find no violations of our practice after rules.
Second.
A motion of the floor and a second to dismiss 21-141. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes and 21-141 is dismissed.
So in the case of 21-142, I think it's the same discussion. And again, I didn't see anything that violated our practice and rules, so I didn't make a motion that we find no violations in the case of 21-142.
Second.
A motion on the floor and a second to dismiss 21-142. Is there any further discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. And 21-142 is dismissed. I guess I was wrong. We did only take 5 minutes. Should we try Dr. Roy on the phone or?
Yes. She's ready. Hi,
Valley fever is an infection caused by a fungus that is found in the soil in the southwestern United States. Both humans and animals are at risk for this fungal infection, known as valley fever. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson Valley Fever Center for Excellence is the hub of valley fever treatment involving companion animals in the Tucson community and offers the current cutting-edge diagnostics and treatment for this potentially life-threatening disease. If you suspect that your pet suffers from valley fever, or you would like more information on symptoms, diagnosis, and how you
Hello, thank you so much. I really apologize about that.
No problem, Dr. Roy. I'm going to go ahead and talk with you as the morning.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we are on section 5 of 4. Number 1, regards to Celestroy DVM quarterly appearance as required by consent agreement. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information presented. And Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'd like to move that, make a motion that we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
Motion 4 and a second to go into executive session for legal advice. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. And we will adjourn to executive session. Let's figure out how it's going to work.
We could go in there and just disconnect.
Just about to.
Yeah, we're going to go into executive session.
I'm sorry.